Money FM 89.3, best of the evening runway. Culture Club.
Money FM 89.3. It is the evening runway. I'm Elliot Danker. It's time now for Culture Club. Set sail for luxury. Yes, we've got the Singapore Yachting Festival set to return for the 25th to the 28th of April alongside the Southeast Asia Yachting Conference. Now, both are being held at 1 Degree 15 Marina Sentosa Cove. It is a four-day event and it looks set to showcase spectacular yacht displays and stunning entertainment with about 70 boats, including many making their country and region debuts this year. So whether you're a seasoned seafarer or a landlubber with a perching for adventure, the SYF 2024 promises an experience that'll leave you awash in wonder. And we're going to find out more about this festival. On the line with me is Jonathan Seat, Regional General Manager, Marina Division at 1 Degree 15 Marina. Jonathan, good afternoon. How are you?
Thank you.
What is the difference between a yacht and a boat?
Well, I mean, the dictionary definition might be subject to interpretation, but to us, I mean, boats and yachts, they mean whatever you want it to be. So yachts in general has a connotation that's more upscale, more luxurious. But, I mean, there are also some boats that are fantastically luxurious as well, yeah, and bigger, right? Yeah.
Yeah, one of my dreams is to own a nice small boat that I could run away every weekend to. You get my drift there. Give us a sneak peek on the list of 70 yachts and boats that are going to be on display. I mean, what are we talking about in terms of, I don't know, size, cost, or maybe the most unique ones?
Sure. So sizes-wise, we have vessels that have signed up currently, and we're still getting new sign-ups as we go, and up to 50 meters. So that's a very big vessel for Singapore standards. We've got a lot of brands that are coming into this event. We've got, of course, San Lorenzo and Simpson coming in. They're actually celebrating their 40th anniversary here, so we're very excited about that. We've got Azimuth, we've got Boat to Lagoon Yachting, we've got Seabob, we've got some green yachts as well. So a lot of electric-powered vessels, as well as vessels that are selling for less emissions from the build process to the actual usage process. So that's something that I think the consumers will be very excited to learn about. And we've got some Wally's yachts, we've got Green Line, we've got HH88. A lot of these catamarans are coming in, luxury catamarans, which we're very excited to premiere at the event.
That sounds really interesting. And the other thing that you have that's quite unique is the Yacht Style Awards. How does this work? Yeah.
Sure. So the Yacht Style Awards, it's always good to win an award, right? So Yacht Style, as you know, is a very, very established publication in Singapore. And for yachting, it is the go-to publication. So for us, each year, they want to recognize the outstanding boat builders, outstanding manufacturers of each different category of vessels. We've got the marinas that are vying for the top spot of being the top. So this is really an opportunity for all the brands to come together to celebrate each other's achievements.
Okay. Actually, talking about brands, I do want to talk about your company, 1 Degree 15. And I've noticed that as the years have gone by, there's a bit of a, how should I say, correlation, sort of like a brand influence. What are your thoughts on 1 Degree 15 as a brand and that influence on the marine industry, more specifically the Singapore marine industry?
Sure. So 1 Degree 15 in Singapore is the largest wet berth marina. So we're very proud of that. We have around 270 berths here. Recently, we did a configuration to change up the superyacht mix. So we increased the superyachts from 15 to 30, right, to around 35 vessels, actually, and we filled it. The impact of that is that we saw a lot of superyachts in the region coming to Singapore instead of going to the usual places in Phuket, right? Okay. So now Singapore became another destination for them to come visit, for stopping over, for refitting, or to resupply the vessels for crew changes. So this has been fundamental to how we can attract more superyachts into Asia as a hub.
So talking about attracting more of those yachts into Asia, I mean, surely there is some kind of a vision to get more people on board yachting as a lifestyle aspect or a hobby. I'm not sure which word to use there.
Yeah, there is. Like I was saying, it's growing. People, the age gap is coming down and all the brands are seeing it, that younger and younger people are buying bigger and bigger yachts, which is fantastic for the industry. And what it's good is it means that there's longevity to this. So people are looking to, how do we use these boats to travel further? How do we entertain their families on board? And we're seeing people are buying boat classes called Explorers, which can go further, right? So it's not just to sip champagne on board, but let's really go and explore and go diving at a beautiful sites.
Would you say, as far as 1 degree 15's mandate goes, where, you know, you're trying to mitigate the environmental impact of this, the conference that you mentioned early on, these are one of the steps that you guys are taking?
Definitely. So for us, we start from ourselves, right? So from us, all the work boats that we buy now are going to be electric. So that, which is good. But no one told us to do it. It's just a mandate that we decided to do so. So be the first mover. We are in talks with vendors to install fast charging pedestals at the marina so that when people buy electric vessels, they have a venue to charge that. On top of that, of course, we also host the Blue Water EduFest events at 1 degree 15 as well, which is about ocean conservation, about saving the environment where we don't pollute the oceans, right? So for us, we work with different vendors such as Collector, which is a automatic trash collecting system, which we've installed in the marina, which just in the background just continuously cleans the water and kind of purifies certain parts of it. I need to disclaim that that's not the whole thing, but there are different impurities that does get sucked into the filters in that system. So for us, we try to do many things to mitigate our exposure or our impact to the environment.
Jonathan, I just want to get your thoughts on this. I mean, there's always talk about Singapore because we are a small island. We don't have land, so we try to, and we don't have natural resources, so we try to make ourselves a bit of a hub. Your thoughts on Singapore as, I don't know, a hub of Asia's marine industry? Do you see that happening? How would it work?
It is happening. And for us, as you can see across the industry in Singapore, various marinas are actually expanding as well. So they're expanding in terms of the number of berths as well as the sizes that they can attract. And with that, we're also seeing the industry that supports this grow. So the agents, the suppliers into these yacht vessels are also growing. So for them, they're looking at ways to help the boats, retrofit or resupply the vessel. And we're seeing a lot of these companies starting up in Singapore. And another industry of that is the green industry. So we're seeing a lot of local companies that are now coming up with propulsions that are green, electric right. propulsion systems that are being R&D'd in Singapore and developed here. So very exciting.
Wow, that is quite brilliant. Okay, finally, 1 Degree 15's future plans for the year. What are you guys looking at for the rest of the calendar?
Well, the yacht show is a yachting festival, the next one on the list. And for us, well, I can't say too much, but we have some other marinas in the pipeline that we hope to showcase to the world as soon as we can make the announcements. So very excited for those. Of course, we'll be rounding off the end of the year with the third edition of the Blue Water EduFest as well, which is an ocean conservation conference as well as fundraising and award ceremony as well.
Looks like it's going to be quite an exciting 2024. I've been speaking with Jonathan Sitt, who is Regional General Manager, Marina Division, 1 Degree 15 Marina. Jonathan, appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Elliot.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.